believed him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
Hi, Phil here with WolfAutoGroup.com saying thanks for trading with us. We're excited to take your dust collecting or unused assets or valuables as down payments on the finest used trucks and cars in brand new Dodges, Chryslers, Fords, Suzuki's, Jeeps of your choice. I will trade for anything, even your skill or labor. Try me on. Great financing available on the balance. That's WolfAutoGroup.com, many locations for your convenience. Call Phil personally at 303-931-9096. It's 303-931-9096.
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guests this morning are Carol Matriciana of Carol Films. Carol's a video producer, and she's produced a wonderful new video, which we will be carrying, and it's on Islam. Now, Sydney, we see a lot of information in the media recently about what's going on over on the streets of Tehran, and you have to understand that the United States government put out $400 million a couple of years ago to overthrow that government, and we hired thugs and terrorists and these people who were hired by your government under the CIA, hired professional terrorists who went around killing and assassinating people and blowing up mosques and buildings and disrupting the country. I mean, how would we feel if somebody did that to our country? Why, we would be incensed. It would be an act of war. We were at war with Iran, ladies and gentlemen, and of course these recent demonstrations were simply an example of American tax dollars at work. Yes, there may well be people over there who don't like the mullahs, but remember, we installed them back in 1979, and of course, if you look at the polls for this election, then 2 weeks before the election, Ahmadinejad is going to...
As each of the Islamic countries, whether it's Pakistan or the Stan, basically means Muslim indoctrinated, if you will, or the country of Islam. So Lundistan, and watching Islam growing in Spain and France, in Europe, with the invasion, if you will, of Muslims into the Western European culture, and then seeing its growth here in America, particularly, of course, everybody recognizes it or sees it with the airplanes going into the Twin Towers. But that is only one aspect of jihad in Islam. And what my movie, Islam Rising, A Call to One World Ummah, and Ummah means domination. What we were trying to do in this latest DVD that just was released this month was to show that the essence of Islam is calling the world into one world submission, one world domination by Sharia law. And Sharia law is a very interesting backbone, as I said, of Islam. It's a complex religion. Most people just think of Islam as a religion, but actually it's an overall engulfing legal system, economic system, military system. It's a dietary system, Dr. Stan. The Muslims are told how to eat, what to eat, how to dress, what to dress in, what to dress in first, how to pray, social and religious system of life. And this is the Sharia law that Muslims want every country in the world to come under. And what I tried to explain in this four-part series, which is almost 200 minutes of programming, there's four different categories, which explains the duty of Islam is to conquer, and that's through a program called Dawah, where it's a sort of, I mean, I suppose if we had to equate it to anything, it's a type of door-to-door evangelism, person-to-person evangelism in the workplace, in the neighborhood, in the community, etc. So that's the duty to conquer is what every Muslim must do. And then one of the parts explains the ideology, what Sharia law is and what jihad is. It's not only the flying into the Twin Towers as we saw with the 19 students of Islam, but there's actually 8 different types of jihad. There's the jihad of deception, the jihad of lying, the jihad of taxation, the jihad of proselytization, the jihad of impregnation, making young girls pregnant through polygamy, through the
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Carol Matriciana on her DVD, Islam Rising. We'll be right back.
Good news. The March of Faith Ministries presents Pastor Samuel Santos. Come and hear Pastor Santos, the man who died twice. In a 22-year span, he has been in 3 airplane accidents. 19 years ago, he fell on the ice and lost his memory totally. Doctors told his wife because of his age, he would never be normal again. This testimony can make a great impact in your life. In the last 15 years, Brother Santos has been used by God in a mighty way in the communist country of Cuba, establishing Bible schools all over that country. In the last 2 years, 2008 and 2009, he graduated 2,638 students. Pastor Santos will be speaking at the Berthoud Community Center, 248 Welch Avenue at 7:30 p.m. June 5th and 6th. The Johnstown Town Hall at 101 Charlotte Avenue, 7:30 p.m. June 12th and 13th. At the Milliken Town Hall, 1101 Broad Street, 7:30 p.m. June 19th and 20th. And in the town of Meade, 441 3rd Street, June 26th and 27th. For more information, call 303-883-5674. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. Our friends at the Wild Bird Center take this special time to remind listeners that our children and young adults are our future. That's why we need to educate them on the dangers of drug abuse, so take a moment to let them know you care. That's from your friends at the Wild Bird Center, where Candace Stewart and her staff are always working to make our area a safer place to live for our youth. For the highest quality products and friendly service, committed to education and conservation, call today, 303-758-7575. That's the Wild Bird Center at 1685 South Colorado Boulevard in Denver. Mention you heard this community announcement. They wish you a happy Memorial Day.
Well, I understand back here, and you know, England is really was the source of so many of the customs and traditions here in the United States when this nation was founded back in 1787. But today in England, why, of course, they are beginning to set up courts for Sharia law. In other words, there's lots of Muslims there. Why shouldn't they have their own legal system within the structure of Great Britain? Because these people don't want to live under English law in Great Britain. They want to live under Sharia law. Well, of course, they want to live under Sharia law. They ought to be going to a Muslim country. But that is not happening, and England is setting up Sharia courts where they will have the mullahs dictating that law, an entirely different structure of law than the law of Great Britain. And there is talk about that. Well, why shouldn't we have Muslims, certainly controlled by Sharia law here in the United States? After all, that's the law they want to live under. No, ladies and gentlemen, you want to live under Sharia law, you go to a Muslim country. But our country is certainly no longer a Christian country. Our president has said we are not a Christian country. Here's a man who was raised in the Muslim countries, and he professes to be a Christian. For 20 years, he sat under the tutelage of a man named Reverend Wright, who used to say repeatedly, "God damn America." And for 20 years, Barack Obama embraced that. The only reason he left the church was because, of course, this was pointed out during the campaign. He wanted to be president, but he has an intense hatred of America. If he didn't hate America, he wouldn't have sat for 20 years under a minister who repeatedly said, "God damn America." Well, we're in real trouble because, of course, there is talk about establishing Sharia law courts right here in the United States. And have you heard that talk?
Yes. In fact, that was one of the things that motivated me to produce this movie, Islam Rising, A Call to One World Ummah. And one of the parts talks about Sharia law, Dr. Stan, and people think, well, you know, why not have Sharia law? I mean, there is a huge American Muslim community here with cities in America, huge pockets and huge numbers of American Muslims. The point is that Sharia law is a totally different law to the American or the British law. For instance, if an American Muslim woman is being beaten and hurt by her husband, under Sharia law, this is permitted. And Sharia law is under the authority of Allah and under the Quran. And within the Quran, which is their holy scripture, and the way to live, the law to live by, a husband is permitted to beat his wife, and it actually gives the length of the stick, how thick the stick is to be, where the wife is to be beaten, how many times it is permitted to be beaten, etc., etc. So when this wife, who is living in America, goes to a court, under American law, she is protected by this kind of abuse and hostility and cruelty by her husband. But under Sharia law, it is permitted. So the Muslim community want their American Muslims to come under the laws that permit this kind of barbarism and this cruelty and honor killing. For instance, a daughter, two daughters of a Muslim man in San Francisco last year were killed by their father because they were, as the father decided, that they were being too friendly with the American boys in their school. So he, under Sharia law, is permitted to kill his daughters as an honor killing to show the Muslim community that this is not honorable to Allah. Well, under Sharia law, as I say, if Sharia law can come into America and protect the Muslim community, then these sort of things will be permitted. As it is in England, Sharia law is permitted so that a man may marry four wives, and those four wives can get social security and welfare services. You can imagine what that is doing to the financial backbone of England. But this is permitted. In Sharia law, a man is permitted to marry as many times as he wants, four legitimate wives, but he can have one-night affairs, which are called marriages, and I explained that in the movie Islam Rising, A Call to One World Ummah, or Domination. And under, of course, American law, it is not permitted to have multiple wives. So if we start giving this kind of protection and two laws to two groups of people that are living in America, it'll create chaos. But
and that's exactly
that in what Islamic law
want
absolutely
to
wants to establish is global Islamic caliphate or domination, where the whole world has to come under this kind of Sharia law.
I mean, it is the most incredible thing, ladies and gentlemen. This was done intentionally and purposely when they changed immigration laws back in 1965. And Teddy Kennedy, who pushed it through, said, this isn't going to change America. There's not going to be a change in the demographic makeup of our country. Anybody who says that is just lying to you. Well, you know how you can tell what Ted Kennedy is lying. Anyway, his lips are moving. But they've done what they've done. They've done intentionally to create this chaotic sort of a situation. And they really want to bring Sharia law into the United States. And they're already doing this in Great Britain. And you say that's madness. It could never happen here. And I'd like to say why, when we have what's going on today with the planned program of shifting intentionally, purposely, and maliciously, shifting production overseas, you know, and giving General Motors $50 billion so they can build up their factories overseas, and they are in the BRIC nations. Why would we think that it would be absurd to bring in Sharia laws? You pick up the story, Carol.
Well, of course, in the bigger picture, we've got to understand that all the leaders want to bring us under world domination. Right. And, you know, you have to break down barriers. You have to break down anything that doesn't embrace multiculturalism or globalism. So we just see that one of the dictates of Islam is that they must come into countries and by sheer numbers with their presence start changing the cultures. And for instance, in Spain, Spain has 800,000 Muslims, and those are the Moroccan immigrants. So what's happening in Europe is these immigrants are coming in, and then the immigrants are changing the face of the community. In Spain, through the Moroccan immigrants, one of the largest mosques in Europe is in Madrid. And we see this presence. Now, when there is a mosque in a culture, the mosque, by its very definition, has to rise above the greatest and highest church. So, of course, with Spain being such a huge cathedrals and huge Roman Catholic buildings up there with the mosque erected, that shows the dominance and presence, and it's very important for a Muslim to see this. I remember in London when the Queen gave a corner of Regent's Park to for the building of a mosque in London, which became the tallest mosque, the largest mosque in Britain at that, in Europe at that time, before the Madrid Mosque came up. But the mosque in London had to be taller than St. Paul's Cathedral to show the Muslim community in London that the presence of Allah and the presence of Islam was greater in the country. And once that is there, then we understand the meaning of Islam. And with the huge amount of immigrants coming into Europe, this is important for them to see that their Allah, their Sharia law, their entity is greater. So, as we explained earlier, Islam simply means submission to God. But, of course, their God is not the same as the God of the Bible. And whether it was President Bush and Obama that says it's the same God, it is not. And in our movie, Islam Rising, we show that this is not the same God. In fact, Allah is the moon God. And most of Islam is ruled by the movement of the moon. The Ramadan holiday comes in with the beginning of the showing of the moon. And at the top of every mosque around the world, you will see the crescent moon. This is to show the adoration of the moon. Now, from a biblical perspective, God is the creator of the moon, and the moon is one of his created benefits. But according to Islam, it's the creation that is worshipped above the creator. So the God of Islam is not the same God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It is not the creator God. It is a totally different God. And what happened in AD 5070 in Mecca, where Muhammad was born, he wanted to bring all the Arab tribes under the lordship, if you will, of his god of the Quraysh tribe, which was the moon god. And there are an estimated 360 gods and goddesses adored by the Arabs. So what Muhammad wanted to do was to bring in the adoration of this particular one, and he was supposedly received revelations and instructions from the archangel Gabriel. And these revelations, so-called, form the basis of the Quran, and the Quran is the holy book of Islam. So the Quran is supposedly the final and superior revelation from the one supreme God. But that supreme God is not the God of the Bible. As I say, it's the God of the moon God, and in that, Muhammad banned the worship of what he called all other idols, the 360 gods and goddesses worshipped by the Arabs, and he forced everybody to come under the rulership or under the submission of this one God. Well, of course, the Christians and Jews wouldn't do that, and because Muhammad lived in Mecca, which was a big caravan train where he heard Jewish and Christian stories. Of course, this was 600 years after the birth of Christ, and so he was hearing the stories. But he decided that he was the last of the prophets and that everybody had to come under submission to him. And that, ever since then, has been the call of Islam. And so one of the parts of the four-part series, Islam Rising, explains the history of Islam and what has it been doing in the last 1400 years as it's gone across Europe and taken over entire Christian nations. The Arab world as it stands today used to be Christian nations. Armenia was a Christian nation. And these things are explained in Islam Rising, our latest DVD, A Call to One World Ummah.
Well, I think it's so interesting that the Muslim believes that any land that has ever been under Muslim domination will always be under Muslim domination. And of course, one time they controlled Spain and the southern parts of France, and they believe that is still a Muslim country. They controlled one time all of the Balkans. They actually got right into Vienna, the final battle there in 1683. And had the Christians not had the courage to stand up against the Muslim throngs, why, we'd all be speaking Arabic today. But
absolutely,
they feel that's their land. And you must understand that they are taking it back by immigration, and it is being actively fostered by people in our government who have an intense hatred of Christianity, who have an intense hatred of national sovereignty, and they're using the Muslim faith, which I believe is a demonic religion, actually to foster the destruction of Western civilization. They think they're going to be able to come out on top. It doesn't really matter whether they're right or wrong. We will all lose, and people have to understand that the people at the highest levels of our government are allowing people from financed by Saudi Arabia to go into our prisons to convert the prisoners there to this faith. They are establishing mosques all over this country, financed by our friends in Saudi Arabia, who are good friends of the Bushes and the other people in government. And those mosques are actively recruiting people, and people are looking for discipline in their lives. And believe me, the Muslim faith offers
discipline. I think the thing is that Americans, well, you asked me at the beginning of the show what motivated to make this. I just realized that Americans, so few understand the history of the Islamic invasions, and they don't look at history. And so, you know, the tragedy of not looking at history is that one's doomed to repeat it if you don't examine the mistakes. And here in America, I mean, people do not understand how America is being taken over by Islamic communities. The American Muslim community, as I said, is very powerful in America, and one of the places is to go to Dearborn.
Hold that thought. Hold that. We'll be back in just a moment with Carol.
A female listener to KHNC is looking for two female roommates, preferably 45 years and up. She has available one bedroom with cable TV and all utilities included for $440, and a one bedroom no cable, all utilities included for $425. Shared extra large bathroom, fenced yard, and pets are negotiable. Call 970-667-0710. That's 970-667-0710. Large living room, family room, and great neighbors.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon, we were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Worship and warfare,
holy places and in His hands. 3 praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. A prom or graduation should never be ruined by a drunk driver. Someone who has overdone it should never attempt to drive after a party. Don't let it be your child. Make this a time that's safe for everyone. That message courtesy of Elizabeth Locker Plant Incorporated at 366 Grant Street in Elizabeth, specializing in naturalized aged beef and pork and complete custom processing. For the highest quality, call Elizabeth Locker Plant at 688-2240. That's 688-2240. They've been serving our area since 1943, and the Hunsley family are on the air because they care.
Dr. Stan here, our guest this morning, Carol Matriciana, and certainly before we go on, Carol, I want you to go ahead and get your website out there and, for our listeners.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. My website is www.caryl, which is my name, caryltv.com, 7 letters, caryltv.com. That's the website, and they can get all the information on the latest documentary that, by the way, is nominated as one of the finalists for the best documentary of 2009, awarded, by the way, by ICVM, which is the International Video Manufacturers or Makers. So I am thrilled that this movie, Islam Rising, A Call to One World Ummah, has been nominated or awarded this in the finalists, and we'll see what comes of it. But anyway, that's the great news.
Oh, I'm just so
but,
glad. Because
before the break, we were talking about one of the reasons that I made this film, and the reason is that so many people don't understand the impact of the Muslim community in America. And one of the parts of this four-part series is devoted to showing how powerful the mosque is, its many faces, and what it is considered, and its position in America. Few understand that the largest mosque in the U.S. is in Dearborn, Michigan. It has the largest single concentration of Arab Muslims in North America. There are some 32,000 missioned Arab Muslims from Lebanon, Yemen, and Iraq living in East Dearborn, which is about a third of the population there. And what is absolutely incredible is that in some districts, already the store signs and billboards are written in Arabic, in an American culture, in our American nature, where in the past all immigrants were taught or wanted to assimilate and become Americans. We have a Muslim community, these immigrants that do not want to assimilate, they do not want to become Americans. In fact, in the movie Islam Rising, you will see them saying that if they are called to war, they will not be fighting for America, they will be fighting for Islam and for their Arab nations. But one of the most incredible things about Dearborn, Michigan, it is one of the few places in the United States where one can actually hear the call to prayer publicly over a loudspeaker. Now, the call to prayer is a sound. When you're in the Middle East, you hear it 5 times a day from every mosque in the Middle East. This call to prayer cries out over the minaret, over a loudspeaker, telling Muslims it's time to pray. Here in Dearborn, Michigan, it is actually publicly over a loudspeaker where church bells are not allowed to interfere with the call to prayer. And President Barack Obama said that the call to prayer is the sweetest sound on earth in his book. So here we have a man who supposedly calls himself a Christian saying that the sweetest sound is the call to prayer to the Islamic God that is not the same God as the God of the Bible. The Quran certainly does affirm certain beliefs about Jesus. They say they acknowledge the fact that he was born of a virgin, that he performed miracles of healing, that he raised people from the dead, that he had disciples. They also, in the Quran, actually give Jesus a great many titles. He's called the servant of God, the prophet and apostle of God. He's called the word of God. He's called the spirit of God. He is called one of the righteous. He's called the Messiah 11 times in the Quran. But we have to understand that the Quran, while it says that he was born of a virgin, he is called Isa, the son of Mary, and he is not God in the flesh. He is not more than Muhammad, the prophet. They say that he did not die on the cross, and even if he had died on the cross, the Quran denies the possibility of the atoning death. And it says three times in the Quran that on Judgment Day, none can bear the sins of another. So this is not the same Jesus. It is not the same God of the Bible. And here is Barack Obama saying that the sweetest sound is the call of prayer, the Muslim prayer, the Imam prayer from the minaret. And so he speaks out of two sides of his mouth in complete consistency with the teachings of Islam, with the jihad of deception, the jihad of lies, where you are able to deceive for the cause of Allah in order to bring people into the fold of Islam. So these were some of the ideas I was trying to teach in the four-part series, Islam Rising. As you may remember, Dr. Stan, I was born and raised in India, and some of my dearest friends were Muslims. This is not Muslim bashing. This has got nothing to do with hating our fellow neighbors. I, as I mentioned, you know, I've got Muslim friends and Indian family, and the belief system of the Muslim in the Quran teaches hatred. It's the Quran, the book itself, that teaches that they must hate Jews, they must hate Christians, they must deceive, they must lie, they must kill, and these are all quotes that are brought out in the movie Islam Rising to help us understand the nature of this belief system, and that the people, many of them, are deceived because the very teachings that come from the Quran are unsociable, anti-American, anti-decency and comradeship to one's neighbor, you know. And so this is the law, the Sharia law, that they want to bring every country under, so that this is to establish the global Islamic, as they call it, caliphate or ruling or domination or ummah. And very, very much what this includes is martyrdom in the way of Allah, which is called the highest inspiration. And because Islam does not believe in atoning grace in the death of Jesus Christ for forgiving sins, the shedding of Jesus' blood, the martyr, or the Muslim martyr in the way of Allah, when he dies and he sheds his blood, it's for 70 members of his family. So the mothers will encourage their children to go out and be martyrs, to strap themselves with bombs so that the rest of the family can go into Islamic heaven, Islamic paradise, with the shed blood of a mother's own son. So this is an incredible religion of death and hatred and insanity, according to you know, what we believe as restoring and holding together the life of our children and the life of our families. You'll see in the New Barbarians, the DVD that you carry, Training Children to Kill, and in this one, Islam Rising, that the call to martyrdom and the shedding of blood is a very important aspect of Islam. In fact, one of the people interviewed is, I had three former Muslim terrorists that I interviewed for this film, Kamal Salim, Walid Shobat, and Zachariah Ananani, who were terrorists for the PLO, for Lebanon, for Syria, and very clearly explain that they were raised hatred.
We're going to be back in just a moment with Carol Matriciana. If you have a question, our number is 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255. This is important because we may soon be at war.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343. Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
This is George Flynn of SelfDefenseGuns.com. Our concealed carry classes meet the training requirements to obtain a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit, as well as non-resident Utah and Florida. We feel very strongly that ladies should exercise their right to carry and protect themselves and their loved ones. That's why our Annie Oakley special allows any student to bring a lady to our classes for free. Visit SelfDefenseGuns.com or call 970-622-2091. That's 970-622-2091.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, Carol Matriciana, her new DVD, Islam Rising, our number 970-689-8255, 970-689-8255. This is not a theoretical consideration. This is a very real threat facing the United States, because if we move into a war with the Muslim world, and that's what this whole spectacle over there in Tehran we see night after night is all about. Remember, the United States is funding the activists in Tehran to commit acts of violence and to kill people, and we see the picture of this beautiful woman shot down in the streets of Tehran, and at front page of New York Times we see this, oh, the terrible Iranian government. Why would the Iranian government shoot a woman who wasn't even involved in this? But one of the terrorists we find, we fund with our money, and $400 million we put up to destabilize the government. If they were to shoot her, that picture would go all over the world, turning people against the Iranian government, which is the official policy of our government, as a prelude to war. And this would put us into a war with the Muslim world. Ladies and gentlemen, is that what you really want? And what's going to happen then with the Muslims in this country, who are dedicated to this whole world Muslim movement? They're going to be caught. They're not going to be able to be loyal to America. This would be the terrible quandary they'd be in, wouldn't it, Carol?
It is a quandary to American Muslim, the American Muslim community, who are enjoying freedom in a sense, the American freedom that they are being given. They're being torn because they have to go to the mosque in order to be a good Muslim. You go to the mosque, which is the very center of all safety and refuge and learning and political antagonism and teaching, etc., the teaching of dietary laws. All of that sort of thing comes from the mosque, which is the very, very center of Islamic activity. And if the mosque, if the leaders in the mosque, the imams, tell the American community that they need to do this in order to prove that they're good Muslims, even if it is anti-American, as we show in many excerpts in the new DVD, Islam Rising, then the Muslim will be torn and divided to accept the teaching of Islam and the taking over of the establishment of global Islamic caliphate or Sharia law or Ummah, And this is very, very much part of the takeover of Islam. In the early formation of Islam, Muhammad was involved in war. It was definitely through the Christian teaching in the Bible where, you know, based in a God of love and mercy. But we know through the history of Muhammad that thousands were killed. I mean, even just one little battle of the camel in the fourth, you know, just in the early parts of the formation of Islam, where 10,000 were killed. Now, this is not killing of Jews or Christians or infidels. This is killing amongst themselves. I mean, this is why we have this division between the Shiites and the Sunnis, and as I explain in the new DVD, Islam Rising, it's antagonism between their own groups, between Iran, Iraq, all these different groups, because these are different denominations, if you will, within Islam that are fighting those that believe that the true line of Muhammad came down through certain followers of Muhammad, the prophet, and then others that believe that it came down through other lines. And these fightings are going on between Sunnis and Shiites. The Muslims loyal to Ali, the sons of Muhammad, are the Shiites. That's the majority in Iran. The others are called Sunnis. They comprise of the majority elsewhere. So these two factions have long demonstrated that Islam is not a religion of peace because they fight one another, and yet we have presidents and people in high positions here saying Islam is a religion of peace. It is not a religion of peace. It's submission. And you just have to look at their own history of, I mean, look at the 8-year war between Iran and Iraq where people were killed. You know, there were more people killed for the 8 years between Iran and Iraq that were killed in the entire First World War. And this is incredible. The Muslim concept conquests involve multiple massacres of literally millions, and it's continued like this over the last 1,400 years. We mentioned Spain earlier on. We've got the battles in Morocco. We've got there were 120,000 killed in Marrakesh. The slaughters have just been absolutely incredible. In my own country that I was born and raised in India, there were 70 million Hindus. These are not Christians. These are not Jews. These were Hindus that were killed in the massacre perpetuated by the Muslims in India. This is absolutely unparalleled in history. And the sheer numbers, 70 million, that's greater than the Jews killed in the Holocaust. But this just shows that Islam is not a religion of peace. It's a religion of slaughter. It's a religion that is won by the sword of terrorism. Now, the sword of terrorism at the moment in the West is coming through a much more subtle, insidious Trojan horse where the number of the communities, as the numbers change, as the population changes within communities like...
Carol, we're out of time. We'll have to do it again real soon. God bless. Bye-bye.
Good news! The March of Faith Ministries presents Pastor Samuel Santos. Come and hear Pastor Santos, the man who died twice. In a 22-year span, he has been in 3 airplane accidents. 19 years ago, he fell on the ice and lost his memory totally. Doctors told his wife because of his age, he would never be normal again. This testimony can make a great impact in your life. In the last 15 years, Brother Santos has been used by God in a mighty way in the communist country of Cuba, establishing Bible schools all over that country. In the last 2 years, 2008 and 2009, he graduated 2,638 students. Pastor Santos will be speaking at the Berthoud Community Center, 248 Welch Avenue at 7:30 p.m. June 5th and 6th. The Johnstown Town Hall at 101 Charlotte Avenue, 7:30 p.m. June 12th and 13th. At the Milliken Town Hall, 1101 Broad Street, 7:30 p.m. June 19th to 20th. And in the town of Meade, 441 3rd Street, June 26th and 27th. For more information, call 303-883-5674.
Every year, a prom or graduation is ruined by an intoxicated driver. Parents, talk to your young adults about the dangers and consequences of driving under the influence of drugs or alcohol. Remember, celebrating safely creates happy memories for everyone. This message from Jambalaya is you'll enjoy excellent food, beverages, plus top service while you're there. Enjoy the specials listed on their complete menu. They're open hours that are convenient for you, so stop by soon for that family treat. That's Jambalaya's at 109 Colorado Avenue in Marino. Bring all your friends and family in before graduation or call ahead for larger special orders or parties. Donna and staff are proud of our graduates.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John.